This is Gardening with Sharon, and it's all brought to you by Sunstar Nurseries, who have a special summer promotion. Mention you heard this on CFCW. You will get 20% off any apple tree. Sunstar Nurseries, just over off 167th Avenue in the northeast part of the city. Sharon, last week we talked about your love of mulch, organic mulch, but now this week, stone mulch we're going to talk about, which there are some challenges with that as well.
Yeah, so stone mulch is another alternative for gardens. I find stone mulch can be a little bit complicated. So in that, stone mulch is usually put on top of like a landscape fabric, and then you get to choose the color and size of your pebbles, whatever works for your yard, right? A couple of things to watch for stone mulch is that it does require some maintenance. So just like organic mulch does, you know, weeds do grow in. The same thing happens with stone mulch. So with stone mulch, you need to stay on top of that. Make sure that you do pick the weeds, because what happens is dirt can blow in and seeds will blow in. And then actually, you know, the earth will start growing a new garden right on top of your stone mulch. So that's one thing. So make sure you maintain it as far as weed control. And another thing just to watch out for is if you do have it around the base of trees and things like that, stones do heat up with the sun, with the heat of the sun, and then it can transfer that heat into the soil as well. And most trees and shrubs grow their roots within the top 12 inches or 30 centimeters of the soil. So just watch out to see that there's no root injury happening with that as well. Other than that, make sure you research the type of stone you're putting down well, and then you should be on your way to making your choice between whether you want a stone mulch or an organic.
Yeah, and I have the stone mulch just going up my driveway, and I walk my dog twice a day, and I just pick two or three weeds every time, and that helps me stay on top of it, which is a good way to go.
Exactly.
Where do we find you?
You can find me at Gardening with Sharon on Instagram and Facebook, and then that is as well the name of my website.